The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Oh boy, it's the Christina Lou Show.
All right, Ann! Everybody's in town. Everybody's excited for the Christina Lou Show. And, of course, Christina is. How are you, dear?
Hello, hello. What a show.
It was wonderful. It really is. And I do compliment you every time. Because I read who's coming on, and I don't mean when good or bad. I'm saying, okay, that's who she picked. No, honestly, it makes no difference. That's who she picked. Now, I'm not judging. Whatever it is, we'll talk. But everyone, it's always
one tops the other, and they get better and better. And how can it be? Because they're always so good.
Yeah.
All of them. So, wow.
Eventually, she's going to get a dog in here, and then we'll have to just go, Christina. We'll have to have a code.
No, I don't think there ever has been one.
No, there hasn't
been.
There's
nothing.
Well, we had...
No.
You're going to say it?
Oh, they're
no. going to
call people out.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, all right.
But, you know, today we really had a great show. And, you know, both guests are doing amazing things on their own time, you know, and that just was really the common bond between the two of them. You know, they both have their full-time jobs going
yep.
on, but they are passionate about what they're doing. And it gives you, like, a little hope in humanity, John, like what you were saying. So it was really...
And it's a wonderful example for anyone that's going to retire
yeah.
because Donna said she was counting, you know, another year
mm-hmm.
or two, and that she already had something in her mind. And here he is at 65 years old going gangbusters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, it's wonderful. So it was exciting to hear, and it was very inspiring to hear, certainly. So.
Well, you know what it comes down to, and I say this all the time, you just crawl up in a hole and die. Or do something. And it really, I mean, it's. I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes you could be disgusted with different stuff in your life, don't get me wrong. But to sit home and do nothing serves no purpose. You got to get up, get out, and
it's not necessary to always do something for an income.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do it because it's of self-interest.
Right, absolutely. It makes you feel good.
And some,
yeah, which is just as important. So great show. Great job, you two. And next week, I just want to remind everyone that we're going to have on, we're going to talk about fall prevention. We have someone coming over from the New York Institute of Technology. So they'll be talking about that. And then we have on an instructor to do laughter yoga to talk about the benefits of laughter yoga.
I thought that was this week when I read this stuff.
So that should be really fun.
That somebody's friend?
No, I just found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found it because someone was talking about it, and then I stumbled upon this woman. So she'll be on. So it should be really, really a great show. So tune into that.
That'll be the easiest yoga I ever do.
See, I think we might have found our form of exercise, John. You know, this
my
really
wife
might
will be like,
for us.
What did you do? I exercised yes. today. I exercised.
Yes, John will put on his Tai Chi pants and do that laughter yoga. So
and
I'll
watch
like...
Odd Couple it.
Yeah.
Exercise all day.
You and Barbara, that, you know, that's
well, she
Barbara's,
Odd Couple?
Barbara's also been binging on.
I taped all 46 from New Year's.
From New
day.
Year's, that's what Barbara was doing because she, you know, watched all the Honeymooners like 10,000 times.
I don't
so she was going to check out, you know, and then we always do the Twilight Zone, but she wanted a little change.
Like the
and then
either.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Odd Couple was funny.
She was marathoning. That's what Barbara was doing.
It's good.
So I'll have to tell her. I also want to give a quick little shout out to one of my little nieces is tuning in with her mommy.
Oh.
They just texted me. So hi,
she's
my
four.
Gianna. Yep, Gianna just turned four.
Congratulations. What's your name?
Gianna.
Hey, Gianna.
Gigi,
happy birthday, honey.
And her mommy's Camille, so I'm going to see them later. So they tuned in. So I'm sure she's really learning about a lot right now, Gigi. So she's probably like very motivated. But it was really great. So, and I'm really exciting, John. I know you're always looking forward to this information. Hot off the presses is the 2019
stats. I
didn't
print this. Yep,
I printed
I got,
a copy
oh,
for you. Do
thank
not
you.
Worry. I came prepared for you. It's really great. This is something I do at the end of every year. And all of us always say the same thing. You know, when you actually see it all on paper together, it just blows your mind, the numbers of the services that Project Independence provides. So I just want to tell people a little bit about that. So in 2019, there were 24,679 service requests for Project Independence. The whole town in general, so that's all different departments, received 65,618. So that means PI accounts for 38%, which, if you think about that, I mean, it's really absolutely remarkable. You know, PI is probably one of the smallest departments in the town of Hempstead.
By all means.
And the fact that we're providing, and, you know, there's a lot of departments in North Hempstead, and not to toot our own horn.
No, but feel
it. But it's really just absolutely incredible. 821 new members joined.
Okay.
In 2019, which was really, really great. And
do you have the number that takes us like 12,000 or 13,000?
So, yeah, our total number right as of the end of 2019, we have 14,632 members. And the surveys are pouring in still because I get them. So as soon as I go through some, there's a new batch. So it's really, really great. And our social workers and nurses, who we always say are our boots on the ground, staff members who are really in the homes and doing just such amazing things. They each month they submit statistics to our department, and I input them and monitor them. And the total units of service that they provided, which is just crazy, is 26,643. They provided 6,144 intakes and assessments, and they served 2,028 unduplicated individuals, which is just, you know, amazing the work that they do. Because that's what we always say to people, you know, you picture one service request comes in through 311, okay, and we record that. But that one service request can shoot off to, you know, hundreds of different services, you know, provided by the nurses and the social workers. So really kudos to them, because they are doing such incredible things. Also, we had our veterans caseworker we have. She serviced 106 veterans who could be any age. So she'll service, you know, you don't have to be. That's the only part of our program that you don't have to be 60 or over for, which is really great. Our PI transportation program is going strong. We had 30,914 taxi rides were provided. So that's either to food shopping or to medical transportation, which is really great. And another part of that is, which is for a couple years now, is disability transportation. And that's actually for people who are between 21 and 59. So it's, you're kind of, you aged out of the 18 and, you know, you're not, so we have this program. So there was 398 rides for that. Our exercise, our free exercise classes are quite the, it's insane the amount of people that attend these. It's 1,116 participants, and that's everything from Tai Chi, yoga, fitness, Zumba, line dancing. Hundreds of people have been part of our advisory committees and all of our social groups. Our Help at Home program, 72 constituents had work done on their house, and 1,350 constituents have had work. We love TRI, the Help at Home program, and they're doing great stuff. And our Rebuilding Together Long Island program, they are an income-based program, but they'll do ramps and grab bars and railings. So 20 constituents had that done to their home. And I mean, and when you get the surveys back for these things, I know I've read them in the past on the show, it is just so absolutely touching and just shows you the impact. I mean, the fact that people literally couldn't leave their house until a ramp was put in.
Right.
I mean, it's these life-changing events, and the fact that Project Independence has a partnership with these organizations and it costs nothing for the senior to do is just wonderful. And of course, our fabulous radio show is going strong. You know, we have 13 regular co-hosts this year. We got a couple of new co-hosts in 2019, which was great. We're also partnered with the Center for Hearing Health, which is the audiology van. They provide free audiological evaluations and hearing aid checks. So we were at 14 different locations, and 151 people were served, which is just absolutely fabulous. You know, the people are just able to go on these vans and do this. And our St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van, 120 people were screened there. We are also partnered with North Shore Child and Family Guidance. It's called Project GRASP, which is a respite program for grandparents who are taking care of their grandchildren. So 25 grandparents are part of that program. EAC provides respite for caregivers, which is really just certainly needed. So they'll come in and give them, the caregiver, some time off to be able to do things that they need to do. So 21 individuals utilize that. And then our Winthrop Fall Prevention Program at Yes We Can, 46 constituents participate every single week in this balance and fall prevention thing. So that's just
amazing.
A little bit of, you know, a glimpse into all the amazing work that goes on. And it's really special. And everyone, like I said, it's a small department. And the fact that all this is able to get done is just amazing.
Yes We Can has a pretty large group over there of Project Independence. As a matter of fact, that's how I got connected over here, was through Yes We Can. Are they doing anything at all over at Michael J. Tully? The Aquatic Center is loaded with seniors, at least.
Yeah, they do exercise classes. So there's exercise classes that we provide over there. So there, I think they do Zumba over there. There's a bunch of different things that, you know, obviously based on space that that goes on over at Tully Park. So
we just talked briefly about Project GRASP, Grandparent Respite, which has nothing to do with this, the story I'm going to tell.
Okay.
My grandson was away last weekend. I didn't tell you. I told these guys. My grandson was away last weekend. He's five. He won bingo. He won $320. It was a game. You know,
what is this bingo? Where is he playing bingo at? I'm impressed. I mean, the bingo over here is like you win toilet paper or something.
Yeah. So anyway, he won bingo. He won $300. He goes up, he's home, he's got the $300. I go to his house last night because I know he has money.
Did he get his watch or not?
No. So this is, no, that's the other one. So I go to the house. I said, I'm so hungry. I said, I'm so thirsty. I need clothes. I said, I need money. He says, go to the bank. The bank will give you money. I said, I went to the bank. The bank won't give me money. He went upstairs and brought down his piggy bank.
Oh.
I mean, you can't put it on the air. I have a picture of him. He gave me his piggy bank. I said, oh, baby. Then I felt bad. Like, I'm thinking he's going to turn around and say, like, screw you, Grandpa.
Tough, Grandpa. Get a
and,
job.
Yeah, instead he did the, I was like, no, that's not what I wanted to hear. Good little boy.
Oh, see, John.
So I don't need respite at this point.
There you go. That's right. That's great. And also, it is great to finally announce, everyone knows how crazy it is to do the Pioneer newsletter. It is going to, I just actually sent it over, so it is going to print right now as we speak. So hopefully sometime in February, it'll be landing in homes, and I'll let everyone know. And this issue is really, really jam-packed with great information. We have Northwell submitted an article, What Cardiologists Eat for Heart Health, Meals That Make You Healthier, As Told by the Pros. So this I thought was so great because I know for myself, you know, you could hear, oh, you should eat
bacon.
This fruit. That's my own diet. But, you know, you should eat this serving of fruits and this, you know, so you hear all these figures. But to actually, they went through the different cardiologists at Northwell, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and said what they eat. So you get more of an idea of kind of how to do it. And it was practical stuff. It wasn't some crazy, you know, sometimes you'll see these things and be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to whip that up in the middle of the day. But it was, so that article is in there. Of course, we have
I'm going to put you on hold, if you don't mind. We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.